if you're a runner, you know, I need to run this far this week, this far this week, this far this week, so that I'm prepared for end result marathon. Well, if end result is I want to have a happy, epic life, what do I need to do this quarter, this month, this day, this week in order to assure that I hit that?
Welcome to Million Dollar Flip Flops, the podcast that invites you on a transformative journey to unlock the secrets of living life to the fullest. In this podcast, we dive deep into the minds of thought leaders, game changers, and business builders from around the world. If you're a business owner feeling trapped, overwhelmed, and longing for the time freedom you once dreamt of, this podcast is your beacon of hope. Buckle up, because here we go.
What is happening, flip-flop fam? Today is part two of the decision-making hacks, 13 tricks and two hacks to making better decisions today. And if you didn't listen to the first episode, go back and do that. The first six are on episode one and the first hack, which is a whopper. Today, we're going to do the rest and also the final hack. And I have one extra little surprise for you that is, it's kind of sneaky. It's how to figure out who in your life are cheerleaders and who are just supporters or vice versa, so that you know, without them knowing that, so that you know when you've got something big coming up, you know who's going to be in your corner, who's not. And it would really surprise you who those people actually are. And I have developed for my clients a really sneaky way of figuring that out, in kind of a personal development vein. So it's beneficial and you're going to love it. So anyway, let's dive right in with number seven. Again, if you didn't listen to the first episode, you can go back, listen to the first six and the first hack. Number seven, seek feedback. And this is where that sneaky hack for cheerleaders versus supporters came from. But you're regularly seeking feedback from mentors and peers and coaches who understand your goals and values is so important. And I know so many people that we certainly see this in the coaching sphere. And I was talking with Laura Higgins, which you should check out her podcast if you haven't. But on her show yesterday about this, you know, those folks, and maybe this has been you, that prepare and prepare and prepare and prepare, and they never do the thing. They get so bogged down in the details and in making it perfect, perfect, perfect. And then the timing has to be perfect, 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 versus just throwing out kind of a, it's that shitty first draft that I write about in the book. It's, you know, writing for the waste paper basket and then just getting feedback. And we see this in the sales world a lot. You know, you can read 100 books on sales. You're going to learn more making 100 sales calls, even if all of those people say no, than you ever would reading another 100 books. So it's in doing the thing. And that's where feedback is so important. When I was writing Million Dollar Flip Flops, I wrote, I think, the first chapter or maybe two, and I sent it out to 10 people. I said, read this. You know, where is this thing going? And it, I let it evolve into what people wanted. I do the same thing with my coaching programs. You know, I talk to a lot of people about what they want, and they may not even be clients or become clients, but I talk to them about what are their challenges? What do they need help with? What do they want? That's how you build the program, is talking to real life people, not presuming you know what they're going to want. And that's where that feedback comes from. And you will hear me say over and over and over again that friends and family are not your best place for advice. And I did a whole show about that. I want to say it was episode 10-ish called Friends and Family Are Not the Best Sources for Advice. And so you can go check that out. We will link to it in the show notes. But knowing who are cheerleaders and who are supporters, and this is where it comes down to this hack. And if you want this, it is a PDF that you send out. And I give you the whole script. I give you the email of what to say to people. So you know, hey, I'm working on this thing. I'm working with this person. Do you have 5 minutes to fill this thing out for me? And I'll give you the first part of it. If they don't have 5 minutes to help you, what does that tell you? That's maybe something to think about. But the document goes on, and the people who do fill it out, tells you a little bit about them, but it gives you feedback about you and yourself and how people see you. Because our vision of who we think we are versus how people see us, you know, in the wild are two very different things. But if you want that, just send me an email, you know, roderick@milliondollarflipflops.com or DM me on @milliondollarflipflops with just fake, and I'll send it to you. It's free. It's super rad. You're going to love it. And it's like, you know, the slow James Bond kind of game you can play with your friends and family. All right. Number 8, reflect on past decisions. You know, regularly reflecting on things, both the good and especially the bad, and analyzing either what led to success or failure and using those decisions to inform your future decisions. I mean, it's part of the reason I've kept a business journal for years, and, you know, not just to help make future decisions, but I mean, think about how many things you have now that are a reality that were once a dream, and the life you're living now that maybe a year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago were things you would put on a vision board, or they're things you jotted down on your phone or in your business journal if you're like me and said, you know, I want this thing for my life. And it's a place where you can start every day. I'm like doing handouts all day today, but I've got a wheel of gratitude that I can send you as well. So just write wheel, I guess, in that same email. I'll send you both. So you start every day in gratitude for the things in your life that are reality that were a dream 6 months, a year ago, 6 years ago. And reflecting on those things. And if you're like me, I've been through some pretty terrible shit in 4 years. You know, I started from nothing, made, you know, well over $1 million by the time I was 24, lost it all by the time I was 29, built it all again. I've been through divorces. I lost my mom. You know, there's a lot of things that you go through that they look bad on the surface. And I talk a lot in my coaching practice about the neutrality of emotions. You know, the thing that happens to you, we assign good or bad to that thing. And really terrible things that on their surface clearly could not have any good to them, they always do. And when you take the time to assign, we shoot for 10 with my clients, but you know, 10 positive things that come from this bad thing, you know, they're there. And the examples, you know, I'll give you a simple one that's not too graphic, but it's, you know, say a project is taking too long. Say, you know, you're writing a book and it's taking months longer than you thought it was going to. That's bad, right? On its surface, it's bad. You're not honoring a commitment to your time. Maybe you're letting your publisher down. Your marketing team doesn't know what to do because everything's in flux, but it's going to be a better book when it's done. It's giving you time to put the final touches on. There's, you know, if you look hard enough, there are 10 things. And then conversely, the same thing for good things. Things that are good. What are 10 bad things about this? And the point of this exercise is that everything is neutral. And if you can reflect on the past, give it a neutral emotion, and then learn from it, that's when you're going to get the best benefit out of it. So that's kind of what I mean by number 8, reflect on past decisions, is look at them from that neutral place and be grateful for those lessons on the bad things and on the good things. So it's a simple thing to do, not an easy thing to do. So, but again, if you want the gratitude wheel, just send me grateful, I guess, in a DM, and I will send it your way. Number 9, break big decisions into smaller steps. And I was listening probably to a Tony Robbins CD or tape when I was 18, 19 years old. And I can hear him saying, you know, chunk it down, chunk it down, chunk it down. You know, large decisions can be really daunting. And if you break them down into smaller actionable steps, they're easier to manage. And most importantly, they're easier to align with your long-term goals. And that's part of the reason that everything we do, whether I'm working with custom home builders or I'm working with a musician in Denmark, hey, Gregers, I break everything down into 6-week triangles. And that triangle model is its own thing that will be another episode. But 6 weeks it's long enough to get something measurable done, but it's not 6 months or a year. We just, as species, we can't wrap our head around a year from now. It's also why we're terrible at setting longer term goals and saving for retirement and all of those things that are someday. And when you break them down into 6-week sprints via a triangle model, and if you want that, man, I'm giving away the farm today. This is 3 in a row. Comment triangle and I will send you, or just go to my Instagram. It's the middle top box on the grid that says how it works. And there's actually a video of me putting a triangle model together, but breaking any of those things into smaller steps. And we do this in business. If you own a business or you work for a business, you know, you have your yearly sales goal or a 5-year goal, and you break that down into, okay, here's what we need to do this quarter. Here's what we need to do this month. Here's how many calls I need to make per week in order to hit my sales target for this month. It just, it makes sense. We do that, but we don't do that in our life. This is who I want to become in a year. We do it for a marathon, let's say, if you're a runner. You know, I need to run this far this week, this far this week, this far this week, so that I'm prepared for end result marathon. Well, if end result is I want to have a happy, epic life, what do I need to do this quarter, this month, this day, this week in order to assure that I hit that? But our own happiness, our own self, we just let happen to us. We focus on all the other things, but it's measurable and it's actionable just like everything else. And when you chunk it down into smaller and smaller decisions that are always pointing you towards that bigger thing, it makes it a lot easier to manage.
Hey gang, it's Roderick, and I hope you're enjoying today's show. What I've found as a lifelong entrepreneur, and certainly in coaching other entrepreneurs around the world for the last 20 years, is that we all pass through 5 phases on our business journey, from the believer to the business Buddha. You need the first 2, you want the last 2, but sadly, most of us get stuck in the middle and start the cycle over, some of us forever. Knowing where you are reveals a clear path for where you need to go. I've created a free quiz that, when answered honestly, will tell you where you currently are, but most importantly, will reveal your next steps. You can take the quiz right now at milliondollarflipflops.com/quiz. This has taken me 20 years of in the trenches trial and error to develop, and it's designed to change the way you look at your business and your life forever. Are you the showman? Are you the anxious philosopher? Maybe you're the peaceful warrior. There's only one way to find out. Take the free quiz now at milliondollarflipflops.com/quiz and see where you land. The results may shock you. Now back to the show.
Number 10, use the 5 whys technique. So when faced with any decision, you just ask yourself why 5 times, usually 5 times, to get to the root cause or the core reason behind your choice. And this is a technique I certainly use as a coach, and it reveals the deeper motivations and it just ensures that you're in alignment with your true self. And I say this in the book, you know, pretend you're a toddler here. Why? So when you get to that deep last answer that is, well, because you die, the answer just before that one is typically your true motivation. And we see this a ton when we do the values work. So typically the second big session I'm doing with a client is core values. They've spent some time looking at their list and building things out. And I always use the example of a mom or a dad because they will put family down as their top value. And I say, well, why? And you get to the bottom of it, and almost always family is not one of their top values. It's some other thing. They just think that you are supposed to put family down if you're a mom or a dad. What kind of person would you be if you didn't do that? And turns out that if your motivation behind you being you are other things other than your family, it's what makes you a good mom or a good dad. It doesn't just have to be labeled family. And when you use the 5 whys for anything you're doing, whether it's a business decision, a relationship, a hobby, whatever it is, if you've gone through the waves method and you have these tools you've built for yourself as a decision filter for your life, you can say, but why? Well, it feeds this value. Okay, but why? Oh, well, it matches my SOP. Oh, but why? And it makes things an easy yes or no. Number 11, practice mindfulness. And you know, some of this gets a little into the woo-woo, but I'm a woo-woo kind of guy. You know, the universe is woo-woo. So Mindfulness can improve your ability to make decisions. And the reason that is because it reduces those impulsive reactions and it increases your focus on the present moment. So things like meditation, you know, can enhance your clarity and awareness, and or even just being mindful of your breath, which is most of what meditation is. You know, 10 deep breaths before you green light or red light any major decision or before you react to someone. And man, has this been a lesson in my life. I'm a reactionary person to some degree, certainly when I feel attacked. And that has taken a lot of work to realize that, you know, we tend to think of the person in front of us saying the thing. We bring up all the old people who said the thing, and you start to treat that person that way. Nicole and I talk about this a lot in the Partnerpreneur episodes, but that, you know, 10 deep breaths before you do or say anything, it centers you, it calms you down. And if you do this before you make big decisions, you will get insights, period. Watch it work and email me and tell me that it worked. But you know, all signs point to, yes, you're about to hit the button, 10 deep breaths and think about it. And just tell me how that feels on your end. Again, it gets in a little into the woo-woo, but it's either going to feel great or it's going to not. And it's kind of like, have you ever flipped a coin, say to go to a restaurant? I do this all the time with Nick. You know, you flip a coin, you go, all right, we're going to go to either Mexican or we're going for pizza. And you cover the coin and you say, which one do you want it not to be? Oh, well, I didn't really want Mexican. Boom, it's pizza. It doesn't even matter what the coin said. But when you're faced down to those two choices, and that's kind of back to breaking the bigger decisions down into smaller steps and giving yourself fewer choices, all in the same vein. But taking the time, taking those 10 deep breaths, practicing mindfulness will reveal the decision you really want to make when it comes down to it. So number 12, set boundaries and keep your schedule clear. And this is going to be in our super hack today. When we get to the end, I've got a simple way for you to have more time in your calendar. I have used this for years. It works like magic and it's super simple. You won't believe you didn't think of this or do it before. So, you know, engaging in those hell yes activities, it's harder than it looks. And as an owner, you need free time and you need rest more than you may realize. And I have been there and I understand the desire to keep grinding and thinking, well, I just, you know, 10, 16 hour days in a row, I'm gonna get the thing done. And there's a whole other episode about the cycles of rest and creativity, but, you know, scheduling time for thinking and rest is what really unlocks your next level of growth. And if you think of it from the training world, you know, your muscles don't get bigger. Your endurance doesn't get better while you're doing the thing. Your muscles get bigger when you're sitting on the couch drinking a protein shake. Your endurance gets better as your body recovers from the run you just took. So next time you're able, you have more capacity, you have more O2, et cetera. It's the exact same thing when it comes to scheduling time to think and to just be and not to be, you know, that old chestnut. We're human beings, not human doings. It's so true as a business owner. You know, I remember a Deepak Chopra CD back in the day, and you've experienced this. You are thinking, trying to think of something. You've forgotten the name to a show, let's say. But when you release your attachment to the thought, you stop trying to think of what the name of the show is. It usually shows up, doesn't it? You're eating your pasta and boom, oh, Friends episode 12. Like, you know, that's what I was trying to think of. Where does that come from? Again, kind of into the woo-woo, but when you, as an owner, when you give yourself scheduled time just to be, to think, to read, to go for a walk without your phone, the insights you get about your business, about the project you're working on today, all of those things become more clear, but you have to have that time in your calendar. You can't be back-to-back meetings 12 hours a day and expect to be creative and be thinking about the next level of your business. So again, I'll cover this calendar hack once we get to the end here. But number 13, and I'm going to plug the Million Dollar Flip Flops Journal, which depending on when you're listening to this, comes out middle of March, actually on my late mom's birthday on the 15th. Million Dollar Flip Flops Journal. So number 13 is keep a decision journal. And that is just document your significant decisions, the reasoning behind them, the outcomes. And it's a practice that it will improve your decision-making skills over time because you start to see patterns and biases. And like everything, what we track improves. And it's as true for your financial balance sheet as it is for your decision balance sheet. And the journal, the Million Dollar Flip Flops Journal, it's designed to be used either alongside the book, the exercises per day. I think it's 59 days is where we ended up with it. They follow the book, but you can just get the journal and just do the journal. And I actually suggest in there, it's kind of a choose your own adventure on the first couple pages, but that you do it in blue ink or black and then read the book or vice versa and do it in black or blue. So answer the same questions, do the same exercises and see, you know, set it down for 6 months, come back to it and do it again and see how everything changes. And again, it's back to noticing the trends, noticing the patterns of the things and, you know, what we track improves. And when you can keep a little bit more of it, it's not just a spreadsheet, you know, it's this more esoteric why everything we do here is so that you are happy at the end of the day as a business owner. And I say often, I am not here to, you know, I'm not the dude bro in the Lamborghini that wants you to scale to 12 billion. That may be great for you, but maybe not. I want you to know why you're doing what you're doing so that when you become that person, that thing that you get to keep is who you become. And when you become that person in 12 months or 40 years, you're not Ivan on his deathbed saying, what if my whole life was wrong? You know, you're thinking about those things now, and the place to think about those are with a journal and with a killer coach. All right, so let's talk about the hack to free up your calendar. And hack one is on the first episode, so you can go back, you can listen to that. That's the 2244 rule, which is killer. I use every day. All my clients use every day. It's just one of those things you can't unlearn once you know it. But the hack is, would you do it tomorrow? And you can use this little trick to make sure that you're only engaging in activities that move the needle in your life, move the needle in your business, move the needle in your happiness, and also leave you with plenty of time to think and create and rest and enjoy your life. You know, the first question to ask yourself when you're presented with any kind of opportunity, and this can be a speaking gig, it can be a podcast appearance, it can be a sports league, a vacation, you know, the item itself is irrelevant. All we care about is the amount of time it will cost you. I have tattooed on my arm and has been on every wall and page of socials back to the MySpace days, if you remember that. The cost of anything is the amount of life you exchange for it. Think about that. The true cost of anything is the amount of life you exchange for it. So whatever this thing is that is presented to you, we'll say it's a speaking gig. Question one, is this an epic opportunity? Because if it is, then perhaps we'll make concessions when you get to question two. But most opportunities are not epic. You know, you have to use your judgment here. You know, having beers with your buddy, not epic. Sorry, friend. You know, use your judgment. Is this thing epic or not? That's question one. Question two, for everything else, you say, would you do it tomorrow? And here's why. We tend to think we'll have more time in our schedules in 6 weeks or 6 months. And this is what leads to overwhelm. So if you look at your calendar for the next couple of days and this thing, this speaking gig, this hobby, this opportunity wouldn't fit in right now, it won't fit in then. You are not going to have more time in 6 months than you have right now. And the only way you can ensure that is to start saying no to things now. And it makes those no's, along with the waves method, along with all the other things, am I in alignment with the thing that I'm doing right now? That's part of what the 2244 rule helps you do. It helps you say no. So you can use those two filters and take back some of your calendar control. Happy scheduling. I hope you use all these. Guys, I have loved doing these hacks, and these are just all things I have used over the last 20 years as I've built multiple businesses. If you want all of these in a handy little PDF. You can have them. I guess just DM me hack. So that's like three or four different ones today. If you want them all, just say, give it all to me. Roderick@milliondollarflipflops.com. So guys, until next time, I hope you go use these. I hope you have loads of time in your calendar and all of your decisions become easier just because we spent a little time together. All right, guys, my final ask, as always, is if you know someone who would benefit from the words coming out of my mouth on this episode, share it. Just press the share button, send it to a friend, and maybe you can change their trajectory as well. Until next time, friends. Cheers.
I hope you enjoyed the episode today on the Million Dollar Flip Flop Podcast. Make sure to hit subscribe on your chosen platform that you listen on. If this episode make you think of someone, go ahead, take a screenshot, and share this episode with them. Or post it on your social media to share with your friends. You can catch the show notes for this episode and any mentioned links in the description of this episode. If you want to see more behind the scenes with Roderick and his guests, be sure to find them on Instagram. It's also where we can have deeper conversations on these episodes. Go to www.instagram.com/milliondollarflipflops. Until next time.